Woo! Come on, everybody. Y'all can sit down if you want to. I'm going to stand up the rest of the day. That's all right. You guys go ahead and have a seat. Hey, can we just welcome all the 565 people that are brand new today here? Come on, you guys. Man, it's so good to have you guys here today. Yeah, that's a preacher camp, 565, but that's okay. Hey, can we welcome our online church? We're glad you guys are here. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Somebody's here today because they saw us online. So I'm so grateful for that to be able to happen and to have that blessing. Man, that's like church aerobics for me back here, okay? I'm just saying, that's so much fun. Just let all creation cry, now we praise you. That's what we want, man. We just want God, we want you to be glorified. We love and honor you. Praise you, Father. Thank you for being here in every part of our life, not just here today, but always. We just trust you, Lord, and we love you. It's through Christ we pray. Let me just say real quick, for those of you who are brand new, if you've never done this before, please look in the chair in front of you, or there's a QR code on screen like magic. Bada bing, is it there? The magic of screens. If you want to shoot that QR code, we'd love to connect with you. Those connection cards come straight to me. And you'll be prayed for every day after that. And I'm just so grateful to be able to get to do that. And so let's connect together. If you want to do a card in-house, fill those out. And at the end of our service, put those in the boxes on the wall in the back. And you guys who are partners know what those boxes are for. And for our tithing time. So if that's later on. So connect with us. Okay, today's going to be different. You already know that because it's like, wow, one song? Is that all we're doing today? No, we're not. In fact, we're going to do more music today than we are preaching. Praise the Lord. No amens. Quick. Anyway, I've set myself up for that one. Down, amens. Down. Whoa. I want to teach less today because I want room. I need some room for the Spirit to move. And He moves in all of this. Somebody said, you know, Spirit can move in our planning and everything, and just open praise and whatever. He's everywhere at the same time, y'all. He's God. So we're not limiting anything by our saying we're going to open up this up for Him or whatever, because He's going to do what He's going to do, period. And we honor Him and praise Him for that. So today, in a moment, when I finish a short teaching, we're going to release everybody into a time of anointing. We're going to, just for lack of a better way of calling it, we're just going to do an anointing service today. This was something put on my heart a couple weeks ago, and I just reached out to the team and said, I want to do this. For those of you guys who came from my background, when I say anointing service, you're like, what is that? Well, I've been in ministry almost 40 years now. First time I've ever participated in something like this on a Sunday. Now, Freedom Conference, we anoint people with oil. We always are open to that. Scripture is very clear about that. I'm going to read it in a moment. But we're going to release that time for you to be able to come and be anointed. Our prayer team is going to be from this end of the wall all the way across here to this end of the wall. And after I go be anointed, I'm going to be a part of that prayer team. And so I want to receive today, and then I want to give. And if you today, at the point when that happens, I want to ask you to move, even if it feels uncomfortable. Because here's the thing. Word put on my heart this morning about this was no fear. Everybody say no fear. There is no fear with perfect love. Perfect love casts out fear. And God is love, and He's here with us today. And we have an incredibly awesome crowd, and today is a special time for us. And so if you've come and you're new, this is something, like I said, that's different for me as well. We're going to walk through this. If you decide this morning that you do not need to come and be anointed, I hope we clear the seats. I hope everybody comes up here and prayed over. We will have oil, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So we're going to intercede. If you're not going to come do that, I want to ask you to resist saying, this ain't for me, I'm out of here. Don't do that. Just watch and receive. And while you're watching and receiving, pray. Pray for the people around you. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for whomever. We're going to open this place up for just God to come and do a great move today. Fully expecting. We'll talk about that in just a second. So, if you came in this morning, the back doors, we have our folks that are giving out those worship guides. Inside that is a piece of paper with some blanks in it. We're going to fill in four very quick blanks this morning for you guys who like to take notes. If you don't want to do that on paper, there is also a QR code on screen. Maybe not. Okay. So you can go to our website, discoverychurchal.church, or you can download our app at the App Store. It's Discovery Church Athens. Look that up and download it. And you can do your notes there online as well. And if you miss it, you can get it next week. It'll be on our YouTube page and all the other stuff that's out there. Scripture. Y'all ready for some word? Put on your seatbelt. It's going to be quick. Okay, y'all ready? Number one, is anyone among you in trouble? Boy, I stopped that crowd. Did somebody say yes over here? Oh, come on. All right, good. We got at least one or two honest people in the world, in the room. Is anyone in trouble? He says, James says, let them pray. Is anyone happy? We just experience the joy of worship, and we get lost in it. We get lost in it. He says, if you are happy, let them sing songs of praise. We just participated in that. Anyone sick? Anyone been told they were sick and they really aren't? That's me. I feel fantastic. But if you're sick, he says, let them call the elders of the church to pray over and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, immediately, those of us who are Bible students, we want to start picking that apart. Where are the elders? You know, what does it pray over? What does anoint mean? All these things. And we make everything sometimes in the church. Some of you, I talked to you before, and you know who you are. We talked a little bit beforehand. The church I grew up in really made things more about the it of a thing than the him of the thing. Not H-Y-M-N, but him. God. And so this is more about the last phrase of that verse than it is anything. We are going to anoint with oil. The oil is just oil. If you want to be water baptized today, the water's warm and ready. It's just H2O with some chlorine in it to keep it clean, praise the Lord, and it's warm. But the symbolism of it is so much deeper than that. It's burying the old person and raising the new person to eternal life. That's the symbolism of it. Oil is just oil, but if you want to be anointed, we will anoint you with oil. And we, in the name of the Lord is the point. What was it means because of his authority. It's by his authority we're doing these things. And so we're releasing that into our lives today. He goes on to say, and the prayer offered in what? It offered in faith. Huge key word. Prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up, and if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. There is so much connection. I did not know this. Man, I did a word study this week. Brendan and I are word guys, man. We like to study words. I did a little word study this week about the connection between healing, physical healing, and this spiritual idea of being forgiven. It's all over the Bible. It's crazy. I didn't ever seen that before, and I was like, oh, God, thank you for opening it up to me. So he says here, raise him up. If you see it, it'll be forgiven. And then he goes on. He says, therefore, confess. Everybody say confess. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed. God does the forgiving. Confession does the healing. Because the devil, once you pull it out of your mouth, the devil has no power over it anymore. We don't want him to have any power. And if you're hiding it, you need to confess it for you. You tell these people down here, I don't even know these people. I'm not going to confess my sins to them. Well, really, you're not. You're only confessing in front of them to God. It's not about the people. Again, we don't make it about us or the thing. It's what you're, it's who you're really, really putting your life connected with, and that is confession is to him. And he says, when you do that, you get healed, because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective, and we have to stop doubting our prayers. Four quick words. I get out of that whole text is this. The first one is you have to believe. There is a believing connected to prayer. And I, you know, Do not be tossed out by doubt. Toss out the doubt. Y'all hear the difference in those two? Don't be tossed out by doubt. And what I mean is, God, when you look at God and say, God, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe, are you there? All those questions, none of that's wrong. The psalmist does it all the time. God, why is things not happening? Where are you? Are you asleep, Lord? Lord, I have you forsaken me, he said. Jesus said it on the cross. Why have you forsaken me? All those things, those are outpourings of who we are as humans. But the end of it and all of those psalms comes back to when I say, God, where are you? And it's like, he's right here. He's right here. And one example after another over and over in the Bible. Believe. Don't be tossed out by doubt. Toss out doubt. Confession, we've already talked about, because it brings healing. Once you say it, the devil has no power over it. Number three, we want you to move. God wants us to move, and not just move, but move with this word, expectation. Can y'all say that word, expectation? It's we're expecting to step into the unknown where God knows everything and he's in charge of it. And we believe no matter what that God is going to do something in his way, in his time, not mine. And that's called believing in the sovereignty of who God is. And when we don't believe in his sovereignty, we'll wishy-wash all over the world. And we'll ask questions. Well, why didn't he do this over here, but he didn't do that over there? Is he this? And we start asking all these questions because we've not settled on the fact that God gets to decide all of it. So that not only when we move, we move with anticipation. Y'all remember the ketchup commercial? Anticipation. And everybody's like, when's the ketchup going to drip? When's it going to happen? And you literally, when you anticipate, you're leaning, and the kids are going, what is he talking about, ketchup? That's really back in the 70s kind of thing. But we're leaning. Y'all hear the music start? The music start makes me anticipate, because y'all know something's about to happen. Music with words and with Holy Spirit and what God is doing in our life, there's a movement about a connection with all of that. And then the last one is the hardest one, is we wait. We wait. Faith is defined in the word as this. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Back up to the verse before that, Mira. Then I want to see that a little bit longer. These two words. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Everybody say confidence. What are you confident in? What is it that gives you confidence? And anything less than who God is in our life, if that's what you're trusting in, you know it's failed you already. So you put your faith is confidence in what we hope for. What is hope for? That's something that's out there. Hope for is something I don't have, because once I have it, I'm not hoping anymore. It's there, right? And assurance of what I do not see, that is faith. Faith always comes with the cost of us believing in something that we cannot see. I'm sorry. When you pray, you say, Pastor Keith, will you pray for me for some clarity? I will. But the likelihood of that just happening, oh. But when it does happen, you go, oh. And then all of a sudden, it's not faith anymore, because you have clarity. So there's a trust factor in what's going to happen. So we have a confidence and an assurance. And then he gives a whole list of people, Abraham and Sarah. Give us a child, Lord. Okay, I will. It's going to be a minute, and you're going to be really old before it happens, but in the anticipation of that. And he even lists people like Rahab the prostitute who hid the spies. And if you don't understand that story, it's like this person, most unlikely person in the entire city, gives way to the spies for God and does something for God, and she winds up in the lineage of Jesus Christ one day. At the moment, it seemed kind of pretty outlandish what she was doing. On and on. Offer your son Isaac on the altar, God told Abraham. Just people say God won't put on you more than you can bear. God will allow you to have on you more than you can bear, so that you will know that he's the only source to help you through it. That's the truth. And all this other bumper sticker Christianity is just fluff. That's the truth. And he'll let you walk through some things that you wonder, why in the world am I walking through these things? And he's going to say back through his word, hey, because I'm here for you. That's not going to be what's your answer. This is not your answer. That's not your answer. That person is not your answer. There's no other human that can be your answer. If it is, it's going to fall short. It's going to fall short. So prior to a testimony, there must be absolute. Everybody say absolute. What does that mean? There's no other choice. Prior to testimony, there must be an absolute trust in our Father. Without prior trust in Him, we simply begin to bargain with God. Well, God, if you'll do this, I'll do that. That doesn't work in much of any relationship. But you're certainly not going to out-bargain God. He loves you too much. He loves you too much. And that's not how faith works. God moves in His time and in His ways. Our trust is in Him. And so today as you come believing, confessing, moving. I'm not talking about just moving in your feet as you walk down here to talk to these people. I'm talking about moving in your faith, where you step out like you never have before, and you expect. We say open hands, open hearts around here. We want to keep the hand open so that God can put in and take out what He wants for our life. That's the kind of faith that I want to walk with. I wish I could confess to you that I've always done that. Since we started Discovery Church, I never had a doubt. Come on, y'all. Y'all know better than that. But man, it's so cool to just say, hey, God, there it is. I see the gift you've given me. I'm going to hold it right there because I trust you with it, with all my heart. So this morning, your encouragement is this. When we finish, your posture of what you do is fine. If you want to stand, you can stand. We're going to keep playing music, song after song. Music's going to go till we end our service today. And we just want you to come. Come and pray. Come and let God do what he's going to do in your life. Come believing. Come confessing. Move and then wait. Wait on God and watch what he does. Father God, as we dismiss into this time, in this moment, we just release ourselves to you in prayer. Right where we're sitting or coming forward or wherever it is, God, we just want to open our lives totally up to you. We trust in you and we honor you and we praise you. Father, pour out your spirit on this place today. We come open-handed, Lord, trusting you're going to move in our lives. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Heaven come. is the glory forever. Amen. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory forever.
To my Father's heart, I trust in
Thank you.
all across the room today. So we just make way for God to come through, just to search our hearts, just to purify us, just for Him to have His way today, this morning.
Still open for prayer. Brett just shared, don't let embarrassment stand in the way. Don't let anything stand in the way of what God wants to do. What if you come to the front and someone knows you're messed up? Welcome to the club. Holy Spirit, let nothing stand in the way of what you want to do. Break down the walls. Break down the things that would keep us from walking in freedom.
Here is where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender.
Ground of all my tradition. above my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better. Shake up the ground above my tradition. Break down the walls above my religion. Your way is better. Your way is better.
This is your day. There are people in here that this is your day. You don't have to carry the burden any longer. And as Pastor said, we're not trying to just get you to come down, but we do want you to come down as a step of faith, meaning you're to a point to where you say, enough is enough. And the devil has hassled a lot of people. A lot of people he's hassled, and you've put up with it. And you pray God take it away, or you've hoped it'll go away. But I'm here to tell you, today is your day. If you would just come down and let anointed people agree with you in prayer and receive what God has ordained for you to have today. Last thing, you will never, ever be the same again.
Whatever you want to.
That is a prayer saying to God, I'm going to clean out all of what I've got to clean out. Just hit a whole series on pruning our motives, thoughts, and our actions. Cut it out. There's still opportunity for you. It really is. We're going to end in just a moment. And that doesn't mean God's ending or the opportunity's ending. It just means the service is going to end. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to ruin anything. We love you guys. There's still people praying up here. We're going to just keep playing for a moment. I don't want to lose any opportunity, but at the same time, I don't want to push or poke or prod or make it feel like it's about me trying to get you to do something. God's been trying to get me to do this for a long time. And release. I will walk out of this place today lighter, and no fat jokes right there, okay? I mean spiritually released. I don't like walking away from these times because it's like, oh no, we got to go back to the world, but we'll go back to the world stronger, more spiritually fit, more ready for kingdom than ever. Can we just go out today and make sure that the kingdom of God is seen everywhere we go, on earth as it is in heaven? That is what God put us here to do. Let's go do that. Be that. Let's go be like our Savior. Let's love people like they've never been loved before. Just as you are going, teach, baptize, and teach. If you're here today and you think, I want to be water baptized, I've never taken that step, just see me right afterwards. We'll take care of it. Everything's ready. We've got clothes to wear. We've got towels. We've got water. We've got restrooms. There's no excuses. We'll even video record it for your friends and family. However, whatever, we'll take care of it. It's that important. So, Father, today as we do close out this service, God, help none of this to be about us and Thank you for the anointing in this place today. Thank you for the anointing on our lives as we go, everywhere we go, every moment we live, that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you forgive us our sins and heal all of our diseases. Thank you, Father, that you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in the time of need. You are our place of safety, and we praise you and we trust you in all of that. And may your name and your influence and your glory fill this entire community and your world as we go for you today. Just a general prayer over everybody here today, God, that you'll bless and heal. Help us not to leave disappointed, but anticipating, to leave excited and focused like never before. Like Brother Steve said earlier, nothing will ever be the same after today because of you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. And all who agree, say amen right there. Woo! Can we give him a shout? Come on, y'all. Just one more time. One more time. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. I love these people up here. They give their heart to this so much, man. And just lead us so, ever so beautifully through what we do. I said I was going to come and anoint. And the more I stood here, I thought my best anointing is to beat the devil out of them drums over there. I'm gonna go back up here. But I just love it all. Thank you. We're a complete circle here. See how it looks? This isn't about us up here and y'all that. This is all of us. This is all of us. And if you want to extend that to our brothers and sisters that are all over this community today, just extend it on out. We're everywhere, man, and we're not going away. Devil be damned, we're not going away. We love to do what we do for Jesus. If you have any questions or thoughts afterwards, please see me. If you got my number, text me. Let's talk. Let's communicate. If you're a guest, don't forget to put your connection card in those boxes in the back. Let's connect and talk and share. We go and tell somebody who took care of your kids today how much you love and appreciate that you had this moment, because they're back there. They had a moment back there with Jesus themselves. So it's all about that. God bless you. Y'all have a great, wonderful Sunday.